वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Little preface. My English is limited. So maybe I know 10,000 words in English. So I had to put in 10,000 words, my experience, no. So forgive me if, I will be not so much, enlivening for you. But I hope I will satisfy Lord Shishi, Gopinath, and all the assembled devotees. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 87, sloka 33. Vijihita Rishika Vayubir Adanta Mana Tura Gam Vijita Rishika Vayubir Adanta Mana Tura Gam Vijihita Rishika Vayubir Adantamanasturagam Ya Iya Yatanti Yanto Ati Lolam Upaya Kida Yahiya yadanti yantum antilokam upayahida Yahiya yadanti yantum antilokam upayahida Vyasana satamvita samavaya Guru Charanam Vyasana Satam Vita Samabhavaya Guru Charanam Vanija Ivaja Shanti Akrita Karnam Daram Jalado Vanija Ivaja Santi Akrita Karuna Dara Jalado Vijita Rishika Vayubir Adantamana Turagam Ya Ya Yatanti Yatum Matilolam Upayakida Vyasana satam vita samabhaya guru charam Vani jai vaya shanti akita karna dara jalado
Vijita
Mataji. Translation. We don't chant word by word because it's too late. Okay? Translation. The mind is like an impetuous horse that even persons who have regulated their senses and breath cannot control. Those in this world who try to tame the uncontrolled mind but who abandon the feet of their spiritual master encounter hundreds of obstacles in their cultivation of various distressful practices. O unborn Lord, they are like merchants on a boat in the ocean who have failed to employ a helmsman. Helmsman is one who drives the boat. Purport. To become qualified to obtain love of God, the mature fruit of liberation, one must first subdue the rebellion material mind. Though difficult, this can be achieved when a person replaces his addiction to sense gratification with a taste for higher pleasures of spiritual life. But only by the favor of the representative Godhead, the spiritual master, can one gain this higher taste. The spiritual master opened the eyes of a disciple in the wonders of the transcendental realm, as indicated in the Gayatri prayers, by the seed mantra of divine knowledge, I'm. The Mundaka Upanishad states, to understand these things properly, one must humbly approach with firewood in a hand a spiritual master who is learned in the Vedanta and firmly devoted to the absolute truth. And the Katha Upanishad declare, this realization, my dear boy, cannot be acquired by logic. It must be spoken by an exceptional qualified spiritual master to a knowledgeable disciple. Non-Vaishnava often disagree the importance of surrendering to a spiritual master who stand in authorized line of disciplic succession. Relying instead on their own ability, proud yogi and jnani exhibit their apparent success to impress the world, but their glory is but temporary. The mind of non-devotees who engage in such practices as pranayama are not fully cleansed by material desire. Thus, O King, material desire are again seen to arise in their mind. On the other hand, a humble, steadfast devotee of Lord Vishnu and of the Vaishnava is assured to easy victory over the stubborn mind. He need not concern himself with performing the eightfold system of yoga or taking other such measures to keep the mind steady. Sarvam chaitat gurum bhaktya purusho yanasya yajet jayet. A person can easily obtain all these goals simply by being devoted to his spiritual master. Otherwise, a non-devotee may conquer his senses and beat air and still fail to tame his mind, which will continue to run wild like an unbroken horse. He will suffer unending anxiety over the troublesome execution of various spiritual practices, and in the end he will remain just as lost in the vast material ocean as he ever was. The analogy given here is very appropriate. A group of merchants who hastily enter a Upanishad voyage with expectation of great profit, but fail to hire a competent helmsman for their boat, will simply experience great difficulty. The Bhagavatam declares the importance of the bona fide spiritual master in many places, such as this verse from the 11th canto. The human body, which can award all benefit in life, is automatically obtained by the law of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain and the instruction of the personality of God as a favorable wind, impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize this human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. Therefore, the first business of one who takes the human life seriously is to find out a spiritual master who can guide him in Krishna consciousness. Shila Swami pray, O transcendental blissful Guru, when my mind finally achieves a place at your lotus feet, all the tiresome labor of my spiritual practices will be finished, and by your mercy I will experience the greatest happiness. Jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. So who is going out in Sankirtan today? Who are the Sankirtan devotees? They're here? They're already out? Oh, Govinda. I want to know them. Anyway. No? This is Loka speak about spiritual master. We come from a long parampara. From Brahma, down to Srila Prabhupada. And now, many other guru that give us instruction, you know, about spiritual life. And in a Western country, it's a little bit different than India. No. We are in the real material world there. People is not accustomed to hear about Lord Krishna. You know, I meet one Indian life member in Vrindavan. He was telling me He was a businessman who traveled for business. He was chanting rounds together in the Prabhupada Samadhi. He said, when I go to Western country, I see all these slaughter house, this shop, meat shop. I cannot stand. I dare to escape. So you understand how it's difficult now for us to preach Western country. How much was difficult Srila Prabhupada to leave Vrindavan to go to Western country, very old age. No? So this loka is about spiritual master. No? Only crazy people can think they can cross this material world, the ocean, no, without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Only crazy people. No? Sometimes devotees think, now I am a pandit. Now I chant my 16 rounds every day. I know 300 shloka of Bhagavad Gita. No? More than my spiritual master. I know more. No, I know Purana. No, I know everything. Maybe, no, I can do by myself now. I like, you know, like a mango, when it's in the tree, become a rope, how you say, rape. No? I think you can do without the tree. So maybe when you fall down, out of the tree, become all smashed, all dry, after some time it smells very bad. This is a disciple. Now when you think this rape, is ready for, I will obtain God, Lord Shri Krishna. He's a master, he gave me everything. No, and I don't need anymore. No, I can do by myself. So I will change my rounds. You change your rounds every day. You will preach also every day. You will read Bhagavad Gita. You will do the same life, same sadhana every day, but no advancement. Your advancement finished. Stop. You think you are going in the right direction. It's like a boat without timoniere, as in Italian. No? The boat without timoniere goes. We don't know where it goes. No? It can go north, south. It can go backwards. No? So, it's very important when you accept spiritual master is to follow his instruction all our life. You have to become a spiritual master also. But when you become spiritual master, it doesn't mean you forgot your spiritual master. No. It's like a child for his mother. No. For a good child, mother is ever his mother. Only one mother. No. So when a child is small, the mother takes care of him. The child grows. The mother ever takes care of him. When the child is big, he doesn't know, but the mother, he takes care of him. He prays for him every day. Like India is very, all Indian mother, they pray every day for the son, no, for the daughter. Even when they are big, if they have a good health, they pray anyway. So this is spiritual master. He prays for his disciple always. Srila Prabhupada, even now, is praying for us. You think Srila Prabhupada is not here. Srila Prabhupada is here. He prays every day for his disciple. Otherwise, how these people now went in Sankirtan? Where they get the strength to go out in the material world and to give Bhagavad Gita to others? No? How they get the strength from the spiritual master? No, when he used to go in Sankirtan in Italy, I was telling him, in the car yesterday to his name is
Shamasundar.
Very kind. No? He take care of me like a spiritual master. No? So I have some question for him. How is Sankirtan doing here? Where they going Sankirtan? No? Now the marathon is starting yesterday. No, I hear the schedule, the 300 big books yesterday. Very big, very nice. And Sankirtan is a little different. No, very cold. No, our first travel in Sankirtan, my first travel in Sankirtan was 1974, many years ago. It was in winter time. No, no Lakshmi, zero Lakshmi. No, only books. No, we used to have a big van. It was like Vaikuntha Loka inside. No, it was Vaikuntha Loka. No, this van is become spiritualized. No, 4 or 5 devotees, our life were inside the van, sleeping, Mangalarti, class, cooking, everything. Only one thing we're doing outside, shower. Sometimes in the snow, no. Sometimes under 10, under 0, shower outside. But after shower, it's like a king. It was like a king, because after a cold shower, you become a kshatriya. You can kill everyone. But after that shower, so cold with ice, you're like, No, tapasya. Like Hiranyakashipu. There's so many tapasya for thousand years. Durvasa Muni. So many tapasya they did, all these big rishi, sadhu, demon. No? We did tapasya. We become very strong. Mentally and spiritually, also in the body. You cannot imagine. Before the shower, sleeping, no strength. After shower, big strength, nice rounds, nice cook, rice, dal, chapati, alava, every day. Every day, chapati, rice, dal, alava and sabji, every day, for many years. And after in Sankirtan, all day, until 8 o'clock in the night. No? In the night, the cook was collecting boga in the shop, a cook for the evening. Not like this. So this, how you can do this kind of devotional service? You can do many service. You can do puja. You can take care of guests. You can clean temple. No, you can help your god brother to grow in spiritual life. This is a very important service. Take care of other devotees. Sometimes you can find weak devotees. No, we are not the same. Some devotees sometimes a little weak. No, we don't put him apart. We have to take him and take with us and help him to grow in spiritual life. So follow the instruction of spiritual master means we have to do what he was doing what he's doing when he's here. Take care of others. No. Spiritual master means take care of other people. He doesn't care himself. He doesn't care. No, Prabhupada was so happy in Vrindavan. No, in the Samadhi, he was looking every day, Rupa Goswami, praying, chanting, translating. No. Why he came in the Western country? Not because he wanted to see New York, or Boston, or see some shops. No. To buy some clothes for his wife, or parents, or many yogi, many people come in Western, at the time many sannyasi also came, just for see, I want to see Western country, just for sanctification. So probably everything in mind, but not sanctification. No. Not for him, not for us. One time, Prabhupada in Mumbai, in a Jew beach, there was many devotees there, Western devotees, Indian devotees, and they was building temple. I didn't, they didn't lash me. No? And one friend of Srila Prabhupada, Indian, I don't remember the name, he was telling Prabhupada, we have so many people here, no? so many devotees, very intelligent. We can make money with them. No? We engage them in some, you know, company, some society. I was very angry. Why? No, my devotees not for the. I cannot cheat them. I cannot cheat them. You know what it means? I cannot cheat them. I went to the Western country to give Krishna. Now they're coming here. How can I cheat them? No? So, this is the spiritual master. He didn't come to us for taking from us, but for giving to us. So only crazy people can think, I can do without spiritual master. No? So devotee, no, all this life, all next life, all our, even life in the spiritual world, our life there, we will be always grateful to our spiritual master. Even when we will see Krishna face to face, in the end of this life, I hope, for everyone of you. No? You will never forget your spiritual master. Never. Because Krishna doesn't like. No? Krishna doesn't like one reject. One who think, I can do without. So, the mind, this loka speak about mind, he told me, a guru. Okay? So the mind sometimes acts like this. You think, it's a crazy things. I will not do in my life such a things. No? For me it's impossible to think like that. So you pray Krishna. Because this will never happen to you. Because if this never happened to you, means you will go back to God in this life. But, you know, every day, Maya is so strong, we struggle every day, you know, for with our mind, you know, even in the assembly of devotees, we have years like Vaikuntha Loka, from Mangalarti to down, last starting the day, you know, you are in Vaikuntha Loka, and you feel the mind. You feel your mind every day. No, I print one book for one devotee in Mayapur. It's a Gurukul, Mayapur Gurukul. They have a nice book. They write some book about, you know. I was printing. I was reading some pages, and it was written in one part. Sometimes we think, you know, I am in this temple. I want to go some other temple, no, this temple. I'm a little tired, no. Sometimes, no, I'm not feeling alive by devotees. So I take my luggage, I go some other temple. But you can go another temple. Your mind come with you. You don't leave your mind here and you go without mind. You bring your mind. So after some time, also in the temple, you will see, maybe, you know, this temple is not so good, you know, maybe I can change temple, go, you know. Even devotional service, you know, sometimes this Sankirtan is every service, you know, you stay in the temple. But in the temple the mind works a lot, much more than Sankirtan. You know, actually, it's a good word. No? When we start Sankirtan, traveling Sankirtan, nobody would go back to the temple anymore. There was no pujari. There was no cook in the temple. Everyone was going out in Sankirtan. When you someone did Sankirtan here? All the world did Sankirtan sometimes here? Everyone experienced Sankirtan. When you are in Sankirtan, the mind is not anymore there. Krishna is a most powerful mystic also. Krishna is a mystic. Mystic? No? He can make your mind disappear. So you are like in the spiritual world. When you walk in the street, no, you think only Krishna, no problem, no anxiety, shop, mall, car, and door to door, no, here, door to door, no. You go train station, airport, no. One time, my wife was in Sankirtan in the airport, in Rome airport, with Chida Rubini, is another Prabhupada disciple. It was police, was Elvis Ailey with her. No, did not let them to do Sankirtan. There was one police good, one police not good. So one day it was one good, one day it was another not good. So one day they did a mistake. They went in the airport when it was the bad man, the bad police. So they got a lot of Lashmi, because the airport was good. No? So the man, the police saw her, they, you, come here in the office. So my wife, she has umbrella. She put all the Lashmi in the umbrella, close umbrella. It was mail, you know, few hundred euros, 1,000 euro, like 7,000 to 8,000 rupee. So they bring in the office, they start to touch them. No, where is money? Where is money? He doesn't have money. No? And the policeman said, where is the umbrella? Open the umbrella. So my wife, she opened the umbrella, I always laughed. And was but it was a good story, he gave the Lashmi back in the end. No? And so airport, no? Airport is good. Also, many devotees do door-to-door in Italy. It's very good. Maybe in India it's different. And when you are in Sankirtan, it's like a battle, no? Kurukshetra, it's a big battle. You have the people in front, no? The people in the back. Everyone is in the army. Everyone is fighting, no? You are fighting here. They are fighting outside. It's the same fighting. Same, no? Sankirtan, same service, but you receive something more, like taste. In the temple, maybe you do puja, you cook. Sometimes you don't feel in ecstasy. It's true, no? Maybe you do puja, like sometimes like mechanical things, no? It's time, I have to do puja, it's my duty. I do one puja, two puja, I do my cooking. Sometimes you are not in a, you are, how you call this? Doesn't be like that, no? Sometimes they go down, no? Sometimes in Sankirtan is a benediction. Every moment, every single second, you are in bliss. Because you are fighting for Krishna. Krishna give you, always, give. Like Drupadi with the sari. No? Krishna gives sari. So 8 hours in Sankirtan, you never miss one moment of low consciousness. No, always. So this is the grace, this is the strength of the parampara through the spiritual master. No, this is spiritual life. Spiritual life, we must taste some blissful. We have to taste. No? At least one, twice every day, we have to taste some good feeling. Or when we are chanting our japa in the morning, we have to taste some blissful, some bliss. Because sound vibration is an ordinary vibration, it's a spiritual vibration. So all when we take prasada, or when we see deities, every day we have to be alert. If you one day don't feel some taste. So you have to stop and think, why? What I'm doing wrong? Because spiritual life is full of bliss. So sometimes it can happen, but at least one moment every day, every one of us needs some taste. Like when you take prasadam, no? I don't speak about prasadam taste. This will be 3 times a day. So these 3 tastes, I don't consider. I consider other kind of taste. No, kirtan, siddhitis, devotional service. So even when you clean, I saw this morning you were sleeping. I came 3:30 this morning. They was all sleeping with a mosquito. No, you are the kshatriya who take care of Krishna temple. You was not sleeping. You was taking care of Krishna abode. This is Vaikuntha. You was here taking care. No demon come in. No, some people. So you are like a kshatriya sleeping. So you was not in ignorance mood. When you sleep in the temple, is a sattva mood. No, you are a Krishna soldier. So when you sleep, when you wake up also, temple is a Krishna soldier. All service you do here is for Krishna. So who is the guest here? It's Krishna. No? I saw this, someone spoke about to put a sign for Mongol Arctic. Everyone comes and put a sign. No, I was present in Mongol Arctic. I think it's the only temple they do in India. It's the only temple they do. I never saw. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't know who started this. Is Radhana Maharaj start this? Is Radhana Maharaj desire? Or the temple president? Maharaj, it's good. You never had to miss one Mongol Arctic. You know why? It's not for you. You can sleep, no problem. You can sleep 24 hours a day if you want. You have a special guest here. No? When I came here in the airport, he came. If he didn't care, if he forgot, you think I was feeling bad? In the middle, Karmi, Mumbai, with my wife, all luggage, no car, no prasadam. I don't speak Hindi. No? So if he didn't came yesterday to take me, you feel very bad. No? Bad. You see, no? So Mongol Arti, if you go to Mongol Arti, what Krishna think about you? No? Very bad. Krishna, he take shower, he dress nicely, all. And when you open the door, no, he take time for Krishna to be nice. No, Krishna is a person. Doesn't do very fast, it takes time. Krishna takes his time to dress himself. Radharani is there. So Krishna wake up very early. How time wake up Krishna in the morning? 20. Krishna could sleep. Krishna doesn't need to wake up. Oh, Krishna likes to sleep. No, he can. He likes to put his head rather on his shoulder and sleep. No? But Krishna wake up for you. No, so when you open the door, Krishna wants to see all his devotees. And Mongol Arti is the most important thing. So this book about presence is very important. So we are mama maya duraktaya. Mind is very, very strong. This mind is difficult to control. So this force to sign, is very important. What they do in Western country, in the old government office, they have a badge. No badge. Have a badge, when you go to work, you pass your badge, you sign a time, what time you will go to office, your name, everything. You know what they do, Italian people? You know what to do? What they do? What they do? One person take 20 badge, a pass 1, 2, 3, 4, and the other they go to shopping. 1, 2, 3, 20. So they put camera. They go and put camera. And you see in the news, in the television, all these people that. So I hope you don't also hear. Someone signed Mangalwar for other devotees? Someone did? Who did? One time? Signed for other devotees? No? Nobody did? You did only for yourself? True? Okay. Okay, it's time to finish because you have so much service to do. No, I hope you understand my strange English. Actually, this is the third time I give class in English in my life. One in Lando, one in Mayapur, one here. No? I tremble. I had to get class in English, I start to tremble. No? I start to... No? Anyway, you have some question?
Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing your nice realizations about having a Kshatriya mood while sleeping in the temple. Can you tell us if you had a personal interaction with Srila Prabhupada?
Because me and my wife, when Prabhupada came in Italy, I was in London, beauty place. And when I went back to Rome, I was Brahmachari, Prabhupada came in Paris, 75. In 1 year, I take 2 initiations, first and second. After a few months, I joined. So when Prabhupada came, me and my wife, we stayed back. We didn't go to... Prabhupada came only once in Italy. I was in London. And Prabhupada came in Paris, so I was cooking for Didis, do all the job, no, me and my wife. She was not my wife, she was Brahmacharini. Prabhupada came another time, no, Elvis in Paris. So we stayed back again because nobody will stay back. Everyone wants to go to see Prabhupada. So I accept. I stay back. So Prabhupada came 77 in London last time. I had already the ticket, flight ticket. I was buying. But the last moment, someone else went for my place. So I stayed back again. So I thought, I will see Prabhupada in India. No, but Prabhupada 2 months after left his body. So, this is my story. So I cannot tell you about Prabhupada. But I can tell you about what Prabhupada desire was. I know very well. Bani and Bapu, no difference. No. You can stay with your spiritual master all your life. But sometimes you don't understand him. You can miss his presence all your life. But sometimes you can understand him. So this is my experience with the Prabhupada. Sorry, I cannot tell you so many stories. I know so many stories from my good brother. So this is my story, my wife's story. I know. But I try to serve him all my life. Yeah? I am a poor Grihastha, not so poor. No? I am a simple Grihastha, not so poor. No? And my preaching field is South Italy. I will go to open a temple in Naples. You know Italy? Italy is long. From Rome down, there is no temple. So we open temple in Naples. I preach in Rome, no? And I have a printing company. I print books for devotees. I print books for many sannyasi free, no? And I help temple with donation. No? And so I take care of my family also. So this is my life.
Prabhu, thank you so much for teaching us that even without a personal contact with your spiritual master, physically...
See, this is very important. This is very important for you. Okay, you are like me. You never saw Srila Prabhupada. So if I'm here, no, 62 years old, you know, and preaching, arena, Ratha Yatra, cooking for deity sometimes. I like to preach, preaching, Sunday feast, festival. We have a nice festival group in Italy. Actually, I have to speak about them, because Ramaraj knows very well. They are all Ramaraj disciples. You know the Sankirtan group in Italy? You know? There are 11 brahmacharis like you. And they have, they're doing Sankirtan now is 35 years. Every day, Sankirtan. They have, they're very rich. They make a lot of Lakshmi. So they have a lot of Lakshmi, and they get a big farm now. Farm. Sankirtan farm. With 50 hectares of land, cow, everything. They have a big truck. Two big trucks. This is no huge truck. One is a stage for festival. Now there is a temple, beautiful temple. You go in, it's like this. Big truck. It's 20 meter long, 3 meter large, with a Radha, Radha Madhava deities, with the Vyasa Sam Srila Prabhupada, no? Deity kitchen. Everything is there. They do Sankirtan 9 months a year, and for 3 months they go in festival. I go with them. No? They have a big tent, you know, circus tent? A big one. They have a big tent. They have a kitchen. They have a cow house. Mobile. With cows also. So we bring cow outside. No, we have a nice cow. So people see cow, they prashad at the festival. It is Sankirtan devotees. It's all Sankirtan devotees. And now they have a farm. Now one has become Vyasta, another one also, after 35 years of Sankirtan, one, he get married. You know? And so, they never saw Srila Prabhupada. No problem. No obstacle. There's no obstacle in spiritual life. You think, sometimes you think, no? Maybe I'm born 50 years before I will be Prabhupada disciple. Somehow you thought about this? To be directly Prabhupada disciple or not? Sometimes some devotee told me, oh, no, but you are Prabhupada disciple. No, otherwise, this was not spiritual life. Krishna can expand himself in infinite form, but he doesn't lose anything. No? So Prabhupada can expand himself through you. You are all small Prabhupada. If you chant Hare Krishna and follow the instruction, you are like Prabhupada. You are no use your strength. You use the parampara strength. When you are in Sankirtan, it's not your strength. You don't have strength. We are weak people. No? So it's like after a cold shower you become very strong. So after you remember spiritual master, you become very strong. Spiritual master is like cold shower in the snow. This is spiritual master. It makes you trembling. No? And after, when I touch you, you are supercharged. You know? And you can go everywhere. Sankirtan, kitchen, everything. This is utsa, enthusiasm. No? this without enthusiasm, devotional service is, you know, we are yogi. No, yogi doesn't mean to stay like that. In India they sing yogi, you stay like that, close your eyes. No, you go in Rishikesh, you go, oh, this yogi. No, we are yogi. A yogi can clean a floor. They think no. This big yogi, these materialistic people, they think I'm a yogi, I cannot clean a floor. Yogi cannot clean a floor. Clean a floor? Yes. A yogi cleans the floor. When he cleans the floor, is the most advanced, no, asana. No? The most advanced, no, sitting position. When you clean the floor, you're like you're doing big asanga yoga. No? You are in transcendental mode. You are cleaning the floor, but you are like a big yogi. Do you are cleaning Krishna's temple? So mind and spiritual master means, no, we have to surrender our mind to spiritual master to follow his instruction, his example, all our life. Be nice with other people, with devotees, especially with devotees, no? They speak Krishna consciousness to others. Who wants? He doesn't want change person. Okay? Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Chaupati Yatra ki, Jai, Srila Gopinath ki, Jai.